Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. Well, success friends, I believe that spring has arrived in the Twin Cities, at least for a day. And as E.E. Cummings would say, it's spring and the world is mud luscious. My very special guest this lovely morning are a couple of guests today, success friends. I believe they're people that epitomize what an entrepreneur is. And I'm going to mess up your name, so forgive me right from the start here. But it's Mike Reisam.
You got it. Yep.
Wow.
Good work.
And Mike Klusterboer.
Yep.
Wow. Can you, Jerry?
That's the first time ever. Good job.
Not bad. Not bad. So, gentlemen, welcome. Say hello, Jerry.
Hey Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. And welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. Although when I get done with this show, I just can't wait for Monday. And our show, Mike and Mike, is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Success, friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, the mathematics of success. One success principle multiplied by success tools equals an unstoppable heart that will allow you to experience every dream you dream. And success, friends, that one principle is having a grand obsession, which is defined as having a specific destination with a burning desire to reach that goal. And the success tool that we will be focusing on this show is imagination. Imagine you being successful. But before we get too far into that discussion, let me introduce my special guest. Again, let me try this. Mike Reisam and Mike Klusterboer, entrepreneurs, developers of Two Mike's Plant Food. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mike and Mike, welcome. Say hi, success friends, huh? All right. Guys, it's Mike and Mike, it's Two Mike's Plant Food, right?
Yep, Two Mike's Plant Food.
Two Mike's Plant Food.
We actually call it Two Mike's Greenfin Plant Care is the full name of our product.
Two Mike's Greenfin, I like it. And we'll get into why we call it that, right, in a little bit as we go along here, right?
Absolutely.
But as a teaser, Mike and Mike, and I'm going to call you Mike and Mike today if that's all right. You know, Tom and Jerry, Mike and Mike, right? That works, doesn't it?
Yep.
I think that works. But as a teaser, do you have a little elevator speech of what, you know, what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So
let's hear it.
We started Two Mike's about 3 years ago, and Two Mike's is a concentrated organic liquid fish fertilizer. What's unique about Two Mike's is that it's manufactured from carp, which is an invasive species, which we remove from the waterways here around the Twin Cities.
Love it, because we hate that carp.
Absolutely.
And is that the Asian carp, too, or just carp, any kind of carp?
Right now, it's mainly the common carp, but okay. Yeah, the Asian carp are slowly making their way up here.
They are getting their way, aren't they? And these warm winters don't help, I don't think, do they?
No, not at all. But Two Mike's is strategically positioned to take care of that problem when it arrives.
We love it. We love it. And now, how long have you guys known each other?
We've known each other for about 20 years.
Which, oh, you have? So you've grown up together.
Yeah, we met each other in high school. So wow. It's been quite a while.
Did you ever think you'd be in business together?
I don't think so.
Did you ever think you'd be in business? Right.
No. Yeah.
Period, huh? All right. Thanks for that, Jerry.
Now, Mike and Mike, before we get going, I want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing this show, Ensure Your Success. And the first reason is a selfish reason, because I want all of my success friends to call up the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency and get a free quote for their home and auto insurance or their business insurance like we do with you guys. Or we even have a wonderful life product that it's no physical, no checks. It's guaranteed. I call it the 10-minute life policy. But more than that, Mike and Mike, I have been blessed to work with many small business owners, people like yourselves, and I know firsthand just how much work it takes in this day and age for the small business to prosper. And I think it's so important for us to work with our neighbors and to keep businesses local as much as we can. So we try to spotlight the people that I insure to let our success friends know, hey, we're out here. We want to do business with you. Right? Like it? Yeah. So success friends, 30 years ago, I lived by a saying, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Because I was doing without. I don't even think I had Jerry back then. But I was dreaming within, and I've been fortunate to meet some great people along the way that have helped me build a successful insurance agency. I, in turn, want to help those that are looking for a bit of direction along the way, and I believe that this radio show and the website, GPS4success.com, can be a leg up for a motivated person. And Mike, I think you'll agree with me, when we think of success, we usually think of the celebrities pasted on the magazine covers or on the TVs or the internet, but I believe that people like yourselves are the true business leaders of today, the unsung hero that gets little recognition, but truly affects the community. And if you get rid of that carp, you're really affecting the community. You guys put your financial life on the line every day, and if you fail, you don't have a golden parachute waiting for you, right? Nope.
No.
And, Earl Nightingale stated that success is the active realization of a worthy goal. And, you know, too many times we think that we need to obtain this goal we're after to be a success, when all we truly need to do is to work toward that goal. And as the proverb states, it doesn't matter what you do, it matters why you do it. And do you guys have any idea why you're doing what you do?
Yeah, I just like to say I like your point about not thinking about needing to attain your goal rather than be a successful with the ride that comes along with working towards the goal.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've often said that we need to put effort into growing two mics every single day. Even if it's just 5 minutes on a Sunday afternoon, just continuing to push forward, working towards a success, and that's critical to growing this business. So continue to set smaller, achievable goals throughout our journey and just enjoy this ride we're on.
And I'm going to ask you a quick question. What has inspired you with your success? Do you read a lot? Do you just, listen to podcasts out there? Who kind of directs you guys? Do you ever think of that?
I think just being in the engineering profession, just the day in and day out of our daytime jobs, the challenges we experience and the people we have to work with.
That makes sense. That kind of directs you. Oh, and excuse me for interrupting you here, but it's time for our success quote of the day. And we've got a couple of success quotes today. Let's start with this one. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. I mean, and you guys are a perfect example of this. I mean, I see carp, you see fertilizer, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about how you ever saw that, but it's fabulous stuff. And this kind of goes hand in hand with that. That last one, by the way, was from David Thoreau. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, if I'm saying that one right, a rock pile ceases to be a rock pile the moment a single man contemplates it, bearing within him the image of a cathedral. And, you know, I know you guys, you have great plans for your business, so that one kind of rings home too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
How about this? The possible's slow fuse is lit by the imagination. And Emily Dickinson gave us this one. And, you know, Mike and Mike, I read these quotes. I think of you two. Like I say, you don't see a carp. You see wonderful flowers and vegetables that come from using your product. And so I'm going to ask you real quickly, tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to where you're at today or how you came to be here on KLBB Radio.
So it all started when we were kids. We both developed a love for fishing. Then a few years ago, we happened to be roommates. Thought it'd be a good idea to put our money together, buy a small fishing boat.
Okay.
Not only did we want a boat that would get us onto these great walleye holes in the Twin Cities, we also wanted a boat that we could outfit for bow fishing. So bow fishing is where you go out at night and shoot rough fish. So we mentioned before, it's mainly the common carp that we're after. So you use a bow and a tethered arrow, and then you retrieve the fish with this tethered arrow. Not only is bow fishing great
fun.
I want
to ask you one question real quickly. When you say rough fish, you mean carp, catfish, all that kind of stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, a catfish, I believe, is deemed a game fish. But okay. Yeah, it's any species that they don't care to manage as a game fish.
Okay.
Like a game fish or a walleye, muskies, northerns.
Trout, pike. See, I don't know my fishing, so, yeah. Do I? That's not all you don't know, Tom. Okay, Jerry. But go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you. Keep going.
So, yeah, not only is bow fishing a great sport, a lot of fun, but it's also, you know, a benefit to the local waterways. These carp and other rough species are invasive. Mm-hmm. They're not natural in these habitats, so they are extremely destructive to the native species that Minnesotans hold dear, such as walleyes and crappies. So anyways, bow fishing, it's a lot of fun. The challenging part you have with bow fishing is dealing with the fish you collect.
You can't throw them back in.
You can't throw them back in, and you can't leave them on the side of the road.
Okay.
So we spent some time figuring out what to do with these 20-pound fish at the end of the night. Started putting ads on Craigslist, asking if people wanted fertilizer. Turns out people do. So we'd end the night dropping these fish off at people's gardens.
And wow.
Allowing them to bury them in buckets or under their soil. As you can see, this takes up a lot of time, a lot of planning to go out and go bow fishing. So we thought there's got to be a better way to do this. We needed to find a better solution. So this kind of led us down the path of figuring out what we can do ourselves to take care of this problem.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, we started experimenting with different processes to figure out how we could turn this into something that anybody could use. Anybody.
Right.
Could use it in their home garden, in their fields, whatever. So, you know, one of the first experiments we did is we took an old carboy that you make home brewing equipment.
All right.
And we ground up a bunch of carp and put it in there and tried to brew this into some sort of a concoction. Well, it was...
Your neighbors,
you know, our neighbors didn't really know what it was. So, yeah, that was the first one. And another thing we always joke about, this was the early stages when we were figuring all this out. You know, we're trying to figure out what kind of equipment we're going to need to make this, you know, chop
right.
up these carp and make
right.
it into this fertilizer. So we placed an order on, you know, Amazon.com, and, you know, the order was a meat cleaver. It was a fish grinder. It was two butcher's aprons and what was the last?
Oh, yeah,
rubber gloves. So we've always been joking. We're waiting for the FBI to knock on our door and figure out where the dead bodies are. So anyways, after a bunch of trial and error, you know, we settled on the process that we're doing now, and it's working really well for us. Again, we started it in a couple different garages along the way. You know, once with our final process, our where we originally started this new process that we're doing, our neighbors thought we were brewing beer as well in there.
Ah, okay.
And then we had a little mishap where the fertilizer kind of spoiled and let off
a
little bit of smell.
Man.
So the secret was out at that point. But right now we got everything figured out and good, and the process is streamlined, and we're making quality product, and we're really excited for this springtime growing season.
I hear you. So it's working right now.
It's working great. Yep.
That is fantastic. That's a funny story. And that is imagination, isn't it?
Yep.
That's just a fabulous story. I love it. So, you know, one of the things I talk about all the time with my guests and with my sales force, and that is we talk about a grand obsession. What gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working at night? But before we talk real in depth with you guys, I want to talk about the success tool, imagination. You know, your imagination kind of got you guys into business, right? I mean, you weren't sitting there like, okay, we want to start a business. Yours was, we have this stuff. We need to figure out what to do with it, right?
Yeah, you got it. I mean, you know.
I mean, most people are going, hey, I want to start a business. I want to go to work. But you guys kind of came at it from the back end.
Right. You know, we had a hobby that we, you know, fishing. And then,
right.
you know, we started imagining, you know, different options we could use our boat for, and got into carp fishing.
That's
and
then, just great.
Then we started imagining, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could get all these carp out of this lake, and then every time we go walleye fishing, you got a real healthy population
so
to deal with.
So there's a grand obsession. Let's clean these lakes up.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that was always the hardest part is, you know, you feel great. I mean, is you know, violent as it may sound, when you're shooting and removing these fish, you know,
right.
Not only is it a sport, but it's, you're also feeling like you're a steward to the environment. You're doing
right.
this good thing. But when you can't find somebody who wants to bury these fish in their yard,
yeah.
you feel terrible because there's this, all this organic matter that we can use for something that's doing such harm at the moment, but we could do so much good with it. So
that's just fabulous.
Continue to just use that imagination to think forward and think of all the different possibilities, and then just, you know, start to piece together what it's going to take to get us there.
Away you go, huh?
Yep.
Now, let's do this before we go much further. Our success friends want to know how to get a hold of you. You have a website and a phone number, is that, or email? I mean, what's the best way? They can buy directly from you, correct?
Yeah. So we have a website, and then what we're really trying to work on is to develop, be on shelves in local
gardens.
Right.
I've seen you over at Gerton's this spring.
Yep, absolutely. So,
Mike, what's the website?
Yeah, you can always reach us at 2mikes.net or email us at info@2mikes.net.
Oh, let's back this radio show up here one more time. Can you tell us that website and phone number again?
2mikes.net.
2mikes.net.
Email address is info@2mikes.net.
Okay, and do you have a phone number if they wanted to buy a bunch from you this morning?
Yeah, it's 612-547-9595.
Fabulous. And, you know, like you say, you're on Gerton's. What other stores are you guys have places at? Do you
yeah.
know offhand?
So offhand, Gerton's is a large supplier, so we're
right.
at Gerton's. We're at Mother Earth Gardens, which has two locations, one in northeast Minneapolis and one in south Minneapolis.
Fabulous.
St. Paul, we're an Eggplant Urban Farm Supply.
Okay.
Sunnyside Gardens in Minneapolis, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we're in all three Settergren's Ace Hardware locations in Minneapolis. Just expanded out into Heidi's Lifestyle Gardens.
Loving it. Shout out to Heidi there. Thanks for getting us on there. And, you know, I got to give you guys a personal recommendation. I tried you out last year. I had the best peppers I've ever had. I had more than I normally get. They were bigger and healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking about it before the show today. I think really all my plants did really well because my onions lasted longer. They were just healthier, I guess, when I harvest them, but this stuff really does seem to work well. So I highly recommend it. I picked some up when I was over at Gerton's the other day. So it's fabulous stuff. And it's easy to put on, really. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty liquid. And
yeah, you just mix it and dilute it with water and apply it, and it just really makes your soil that much healthier.
It goes a long way, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, I appreciate sharing the story. I mean, we're always anxious to hear success stories. So, again, we have Facebook and Twitter and our website. If anybody out there does have some success stories, we'd love to hear about them.
There you go. And, you know, I also, Mike, I want to remind our success friends to go to GPS4success.com and sign up for what we call our free lemon drops. You sign up by the little lemon icon, and you will receive a free lemon drop every morning, a little inspiration that will melt in your mind. And Mike and Mike, do you guys remember the song, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter? Does that one ring a bell with you?
I don't think it does. Can you sing some for us?
I was hoping you'd ask me for that. And if you can remember, you're more than welcome to sing along with me, okay? So it goes like this. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And success friends, at the end of the week, our success friends that sign up for a lemon drop also get a slice of success. And this is a congratulatory note for a job well done. With words oh so sweet, they're going to knock you off your feet. Because let's be honest, who's telling us right now we're doing a great job? Our bosses, our spouses, our parents, our dogs? Well, I'll tell you what, you sign up for lemon drops, we'll tell you you're doing a fabulous job. We'll give you kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. What do you think of that? Not bad, huh? Not bad at all. And, how's that for timing, right? Wait for it. Wait. It's time for a lemon drop. You know, we hope to make a big splash in all of our Success Friends Day. Today's lemon drop is, we succeed as far as the vista of our imagination. Isn't that good stuff there? But as I was mentioning before, Mike and Mike, I talk all the time about a grand obsession. And you know, what is it, Success Friends, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working into the night? And I think you kind of touched on it, but Mike and Mike, what's your grand obsession?
Yeah, our grand obsession can be summed up as doing the things we love and enjoy doing them. Going out fishing, cleaning up the environment, helping people grow healthy, vegetables, eating healthy, and then eventually trying to be our own bosses. And that's good. The feedback we get from people talking to customers and stuff, they love the aspect of us cleaning up the environment and doing good and helping people out at the same time.
It's just fabulous. I mean, how has imagination helped you achieve your goals? I mean, you guys are using a lot of imagination to make your thing. It's uncharted territory, and here you go. And really, it's something you guys really have no background in either, running a business, right?
No. No formal training at all.
Usually the way with us entrepreneurs, right? But, you know, how do you think it has helped you? Has imagination played a big part? I mean, dreaming, imagining, trying to figure out what do we do next? Why are we doing this? When you've got fish stuff fermenting, I'm sure it gets a little shaky there at times, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns, and it's just creative thinking, imagining. You know, there has to be a solution out there. You know,
and that comes from your engineering background, though, right?
Yep.
There's got to be a solution.
Yeah, I think that's helped us several times along the way. You hit a couple walls and you figure out how to bounce back from being down. So it's been a great ride so far, and we're looking forward to more challenges along the way.
Well, Mike, I'm gonna switch topics on you here real quickly, because I want to remind everybody that about the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and that when it comes to insurance, you have a choice. And your Fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. And whether you need home, auto, life, health insurance, commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. And we've been delivering for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So yes, you have a choice, but your Fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
And you can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at FierceChoice.com. And Success Friends, I just want you to understand, we literally save everybody we talk to money on their insurance. And most of the time, we give them better coverage. We are so confident that we put our money where our mouth is, and we will give anybody $25 if we can't beat their current home and auto rates. I think in the last 20 years, I've given maybe $75 out. We just save people money. And, you know, one of the things we call this is we call it the KLBB Challenge. So you can just call our office at 651-738-0107. Talk to Kim Kelly, myself, and tell us that you want to take the KLBB Challenge, and we're going to save you money. And we have a goal, Mike and Mike, that this year we started our goal. I think we're a little we weren't working or thinking big enough or imagining big enough, but we wanted to save our clients, our new clients, $100,000 this year. Well, as of to date, we have already put almost $60,000 back into our new clients this year by saving them money. So, you know, what we like to say is everyone's a winner. And it's time to announce some of our winners. We saved Nancy N. over $600. And a shout out to John M., who with his business in home and auto insurance, we saved him over $3,000. Everyone's a winner. Okay, but Mike and Mike, let's talk about exactly what you are doing. I mean, we kind of understand what you're doing. You've given us a pretty good outline here. But you're making a fertilizer. I mean, it's really more for residential than commercial. Is that correct, or is it really for anybody?
Yeah, it can be used for anything. Small farms or small organic farms is a big opportunity.
Okay.
Right now, we're not big enough to be able to support a large-size commercial operation, but eventually we'd like to.
And so part of this is you're making the fertilizer from what you guys catch.
Correct.
I mean, you're not out there. It's like you're not going out and buying fish. It's you're cleaning these lakes out. I catch it. That's what we got to offer.
Correct. Yeah, and part of our plan is there's probably 10,000 bow fishermen in the state of Minnesota.
Ah,
so okay. Fish disposal is a big problem. So we're hoping to be able to take these fish off people's hands
And
process them for them.
I got you.
Versus them risking getting a citation for throwing the fish on the side of the highway.
Right, right, which, yeah, nasty. But no, that's exciting. And again, you're doing it. You have your website. They can get a hold of you on the website, buy directly from you. There's a lot of stores in the area we were talking about earlier that they can buy the product from. And it really, it's very reasonably priced. So, I mean, I think anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we also wanted to point out we're at the Friends School of Minnesota plant sale.
The Friends School of Minnesota, where's that going to be at?
That's at the State Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. And when's that coming up?
It's the weekend, I think, May 6th through the 8th.
All right, fantastic. That's great. So you'll be there with the little booth there.
Yep.
It's exciting. I should say, too, you also have a day job, too. So this is a part-time business that you really put a lot of effort and time into.
A lot of nights and weekends, yep.
That's fabulous stuff. I like it. Success friends, it's now time for our success tip of the day. And the tip of the day, oh, there we go. The tip of the day is when times get tough, let your imagination soar. And Mike, you know, we're having a great discussion. Can you believe it? The show is almost over here. It goes quick, doesn't it?
It goes very quick, yeah.
Well, we want our success friends to know you a little bit better, so we got four questions for you in 4 seconds, okay?
Should we both answer them at
sure.
the same time?
Let's see what we could do. Let's All go right. crazy here. What do you okay. say, Jerry? Go crazy! It's Saturday! So, Mike, what is your favorite food?
I got to go with pizza.
Seafood.
Seafood? Not carp, though, huh?
I have had carp.
We've had carp hot dogs. They're terrific.
Yeah. They were terrific?
Yeah.
All right, let's change.
And only 50 calories.
What's your favorite music?
Jazz funk.
Jazz funk radio on Pandora. It's a wonderful,
All right.
wonderful thing.
Favorite hobby? I think I can answer that for you. Fishing?
You got it.
Right? All right, we got that one. Who's your favorite ventriloquist? All right. So, Mike, let's remind our listeners again real quick. How do they get a hold of you?
All right, you can go to our website at twomikes.net. You can email us at info@twomikes.net. You can give us a call.
612-547-9595.
And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Fabulous. Now, one question I ask all my guests, and we're running out of time, but I'm going to ask you this one anyways, is how do you deal with adversity in your business?
Well, I think what you got to do is every mistake you make, every hardship you face, you got to learn from it. You got to pick yourself up and get after it. And I think that no matter what you end up coming out of the bad stuff, you're always going to be stronger and ready for the next challenge.
I like it. Now, we're running out of time here. You know, I didn't get to say hi to Bob this morning. Bob, hello there. Thanks for helping us out today.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you producing the show. And we want to say a shout-out to Jen and Sarah that are working behind the scenes. And Mike, again, thank you so much for coming on. I hope our success friends have learned something today. I know I have. And, you know, one last idea, success friends. Come to appreciate the power of imagination. It's what gets us out of bed. It's what keeps your desire white hot. Imagination is what helps us find the solution to any and every problem we have. We'll see you next week at 9 a.m. Jerry, any last thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze,
there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.